This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that as India moves towards becoming a Viksit Bharat, the nation's youth must be physically fit, mentally strong and full of self-confidence. Speaking at the launch of Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan virtually, in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said young people should always stay away from drugs and embrace a healthy lifestyle.
आज हम सभी जिस अभियान के साक्षी बन रहे हैं, वो अभियान व्यक्ति के लिए है, परिवार के लिए है, समाज के लिए भी है और सबसे बड़ी बात है ये राष्ट्र के लिए है। आज जब देश ने विकसित भारत का लक्ष्य तय किया है तो इसके लिए आवश्यक है देश का युवा तन से स्वस्थ हो, मन से स्वस्थ हो, आत्मविश्वास से भरपूर हो और ड्रग्स जैसी घातक आदत से हमेशा हमेशा दूर हो।
Mr. Modi said that drug addiction diverts people from their goals and distances them from achieving their dreams. More than 1 crore youth from 28,000 locations across the country participated in the event. All arrangements are in place for the counting of votes for the by-elections to 3 assembly constituencies in Bihar, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. Polling for the Bankipur constituency in Bihar, Manjalpur in Gujarat and Datia in Madhya Pradesh was held on the 30th of last month. Counting of votes will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. India's economy is likely to grow around 7% in the first quarter of current fiscal, higher than earlier expectations, supported by stronger economic indicators, improved industrial activity and a recovery in exports. According to an SBI Research Pre-Monetary Policy Committee report, domestic passenger vehicle sales grew 24.1% year-on-year in June, electricity demand increased 11.5%, exports rose 15.5%, industrial credit expanded 19.2% and the index of industrial production grew 7.3%, indicating stronger economic momentum during the quarter. India's coal production has witnessed a growth of 7.51% in July 2026 compared to the same period last year. The Ministry of Coal informed that the overall coal production in the country during July this year has reached 69.75 million tons as per the provisional data. It added that the coal dispatch during the last month showed a growth of 17.34% year-on-year in July. In Odisha, floodwaters are gradually receding, but the situation remains challenging in the worst affected districts. Shortages of drinking water, extensive crop damage and destruction of houses have added to the hardships of flood-affected families. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast another spell of heavy rainfall across most parts of the state till the 5th of this month. In Keralam, the intensity of rainfall has decreased, bringing relief to people a day after heavy rain lashed several districts. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for 12 districts and a yellow alert for 2 districts today. A yellow alert will remain in force in 10 districts tomorrow. 8 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents across the state since yesterday, while more than 5,700 people have been shifted to relief camps. The Delhi government has notified a scheme to provide compensation to the next of kin or legal heirs of prisoners who die an unnatural death while in custody within the prisons of the National Capital Region. Under this scheme, compensation of up to 7.5 lakh rupees will be awarded depending on the specific circumstances. In Indonesia, 5 persons lost their lives and 41 are still missing after a ferry carrying 271 passengers and crew caught fire while at sea off Madura Island today. Country's search and rescue agency said of those on board, 225 have been rescued so far. In badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma claimed her maiden BWF World Tour title, defeating Vietnam's 6th-seeded Nguyen Thuy Linh 21-16 to win the Taipei Open Super Women's Singles title today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.